In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adumuju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Yemi Adumuju for the word of his grace.
Chapter 36, you will see the things that the Bible says that the mercy of God brings to pass. It is the motivation of God. Anything that God will do in a man's life is motivated by his mercy. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Then he went on to begin to explain. Give thanks to him, his mercy endures forever. Move on. Then the Lord of Lords, his mercy. And then he began to talk about what he did. And there is one of the verses there that is really surprising and shocking. The Bible says, who killeth Egypt in their firstborn? For his mercy endures forever. Nitori aanu re o pa Egypt ni akobi omo won. Because God wanted to show mercy to the children of Israel, he struck the Egyptians in their firstborn. That's mercy. I'm sure you are wondering, what kind of mercy is this one now? That is the mercy of God. Mercy is God's prerogative. He just decides to show mercy. He said that we have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and that we have compassion on whom I will have. Who will query him? Who will question him? Who will say, why are you blessing this person? When God blesses you, nobody can say, why is he blessing you? Lift up your right hand and cry to God. Say, Father, have mercy on me. You didn't say it like you mean it. Let us assume that Jesus is passing and you are blind Bartimaeus. How will Jesus hear you among the crowd? You are the one that you are Bartimaeus, you are blind, you are lame, you have a challenge, you have an issue that God knows. Only you know what the issue is, and Jesus also knows. How will you cry for mercy? If you are that blind Bartimaeus, raise your voice and shout. See, listen to me. We are going to cry that shout for mercy like 7 times today. That's number one. Because the cry for mercy can never be denied. God will never deny a cry for mercy, a plea for mercy. He can never. There is nobody, there is no account in the scripture of anyone that asked for his mercy that was declined. Will you shout your number one? Jesus, have mercy on me now. God cannot resist his mercy. God cannot resist his word. He cannot refuse his praise. He cannot refuse his mercy. Mercy is man's escape route. It is your escape route, our escape route. There will be no mercy in judgment for anyone who hasn't shown mercy. Mercy overrules judgment. Our escape route. Mercy. Mercy. God will show you mercy. Anytime we talk about mercy, we are talking about, number one, the compassion of God. Number two, the kindness of God. Number three, the benevolence of God. The benevolence, the kindness, the goodness of God. Now, I want to talk about the major works of mercy and then lead you to pray some 5 or 6 prayers, and then we close the service for today. What are the major works of mercy? Number one, forgiveness and justification. I'd like you to pay attention. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Romans 8, 1 and 2. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to anyone who is in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Somebody shout, I am free. It is your mouth, with your mouth, that you will frame your destiny today. So don't keep quiet. Do you know that when I said you should shout that I'm free, you don't know that whatever has been holding you bound, because you are under the auspices of mercy, the heaven of mercy is open. As you are shouting, I'm free, whatever is holding you bound has no alternative but to give up on you. If poverty is holding you, he gives up on you. If sin is holding you, he gives up on you. If oppression is holding you, he gives up on you. Somebody shout it, I am free. I want you to be very sensitive this morning. Very sensitive this morning. You are free indeed. You are free from poverty. You are free from sicknesses. You are free from diseases. I am free. Feel free from failure. Free from mediocrity. Free from promise and fail. Free from repression. You know what repression is? Student, you are free from repression. And I didn't hear that from students. You won't be repressed. You know what repression is? Something represses you, you get less than your value. You get result less than your worth. Let me tell you a story of repression. I was repressed. You won't be repressed. And if there's anyone under the power of repression, we break that power today. Help me shout it, I am free. Maybe you don't understand, so I will explain. When I was in the university, myself and some friends decided that after our program, that we will trust God for scholarship, that we would make 2-1, so that we could get scholarship to go for our master's LLM at the Alberta University in Canada. 1992-93, we had those plans in 92. So 2-1, Obafemi Awolowo University was 3.5. And four courses, law courses in my final year. And I needed B plus, or just one A. And one of my lecturers said, you can't score an A in my subject. I said, sir, I'm going to make an A. He said, the person that made A last was 12 years ago and the person died. A professor told me that. So I told him, I said, sir, I'm going to make an A and I will not die. Amen. When the result came out, I scored 69. Wickedness have you. So I scored 69 in one sort of course, I scored 68 in another course, I scored 57 in one course, I scored 67 in another course. So they were calling my GPA cumulative. They see GPA 3.45 and everybody shouted, it was that hard that pained me most. So repression is you almost make it and you don't make it. For every student, please stand up, every student. Stand up, every student. You're a student, just stand up. I stand in the name that is above all names on this exalted altar. You are free from repression. And parents who are praying for your children, from the power of repression, you are free. Mercy is asking me to pray this prayer. It's not you, it's not. Whoever will not let you go, will go for you. Whoever wants to stand on your way will be taken out of the way. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your louder amen? The devil is afraid in hell already, because something is happening in the spiritual for you this morning. Something is happening. The equation is changing. The equation is changing. The question is, because the heaven of mercy is opened, the rain of mercy is falling for you. You will not be repressed. Sit down. Forgiveness and justification. Romans chapter 5, verses 6, 7, and 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Hardly will somebody die for a righteous man. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die for a good man. Verse number 8, very quickly. Is that person with me or against me? But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. Now listen, the first work of mercy is forgiveness and justification. Your sins have been forgiven. Mercy forgave your sins. Mercy overlooks your sin. He forgave it because you have confessed your sin and you have forsaken your sin. Mercy now forgives you. That is the number one work of mercy. What separates you from God is your sins. Our sins creates a wedge between us and God. Now mercy comes and pulls down the wedge. Mercy gives you forgiveness and justification. 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 That looks like your name. Justification. You are justified. Justification. It does not mean that you did not do it. You did it. Then the judge says, go. The judge says, go. Justified. Because somebody had paid. So that's a major work of mercy. Somebody had paid the price. Huh? And the law is, there is something, the law of double jeopardy. No, a man cannot be punished twice for the same offense. Again, double jeopardy says a man cannot be punished for the same offense that somebody else had been punished for. Hey, get here. Somebody had been punished for the same offense. You cannot be tried again for that offense. Somebody had been punished for the offense. He was punished. Jesus took your place. He took your place. So you are forgiven. Come on, somebody say, I'm forgiven. Justification, forgiveness, and justification. A young lady had a problem. What was her problem? She had committed several abortions. And every day, anytime she closed her eyes to sleep, whether at night or in the morning or afternoon, she will hear babies crying. Mwah, 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 mwah. Every day, the voices of abortion. Another lady, she was not only hearing cries, babies were beating her with cane. She will sleep and babies, oh my coco, they will be beating her with cane. She will wake up and see marks on her body. The voices from her past. And then she came and I asked her to accept Jesus as her Lord and Savior. All that she did was to accept Jesus and ask for mercy. Have mercy on me. And that came to an end. Beating in the dream came to an end. Baby's crying came to an end because Jesus showed her mercy. She obtained forgiveness and justification. Not that she didn't do it. She's been forgiven. Is anybody here who has been forgiven? I have been forgiven. Shout it out, I've been forgiven. Shout it, I'm justified. And that's the major work of mercy. You are justified. The Bible now says, there is therefore now no condemnation for you. You cannot be condemned, not anymore. And whoever is pointing accusing fingers at you is wasting his time. I have been forgiven. Whoever is dwelling on your past is wasting his time. Why? Have been forgiven. Number two major works of grace, of mercy. Mercy locate. Now listen, this is what is going to happen to you. The mercy of God will locate you for help and for good things. I think it was during the school of the spirit. I said, you will find mercy. Then I said, no, mercy will find you. In John chapter 5, from verse 1 to verse number 9. Now there was a pool of Bethesda. We are important folks always gathered. The Bible says an angel will come at intervals to trouble the pool. And whoever enters first will be healed from whatever infirmity or disease. Whoever enters first, just step in first. Now, if you are a man, if you are that impotent man, and you are that place, what will you do? Me, you know what I would do? Let me tell you what I would do. If this is the pool, I will put my leg there. That, you see, if I have problems with my body, maybe if another disease, because I am in the pool of water for months, Shebi, when the angel comes, it is whatever disease, he will cure me. Ele to today ba mi aki ogugwe. Wa ba mi no mi ni. Emba dake. If you keep quiet, I'm pleading with you, don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Don't wait for your turn. You may waste while you wait. Take it. Life will not give you what you deserve, but what you are ready to take. Life was not going to give me education, no. I took it. I took it. Amen. What's point number two? You are with me. So Jesus, mercy, now came and he went straight to that man. Why that man? Why not another person? Are you following me? Mercy went to that man. Mercy went to him. Jesus went to him. Why not somebody else? The Bible says Jesus knew he had been there a long time. Somebody else, mercy will locate you. And good things will locate you. Listen to me. Somebody, you are here. You have been running for after good things. You have been looking for good things you have not found. But the Lord asked me to tell you now, because of mercy, those good things will locate you. Those good things will look for you. They will find you. They will locate you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loud amen? Number two, somebody shout, Father, have mercy on me. That's two. Okumano. You are shouting seven shouts for mercy. You have shouted two. God will have mercy on you. Number three, major work of mercy. It terminates the plague. It terminates the plague. 2 Samuel chapter 24. Look at it from verse 13 to verse 17 and from verse 25 to verse 24 to 25. I want to skip because of time. 2 Samuel 24. So, God, it's not God though, it's God. And I'm not speaking for now. It's God, prophet God, came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or will thou flee 3 months before your enemies? May you not flee before your enemies. Amen. Why they pursue you, the enemy will not pursue you. Amen. Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land. Now advise and see what answer shall return to him that sent me. Look at the answer of David. Smart man. Smart man. And David said to God, I am in a great strait. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great. Let me not fall into the hands of man. Let me not fall into the hands of man. May you not be handed over to man. Your secret, may God not expose it to a man. I know what mercy does. How you fall into the hand of God and not man. I had an experience in 2003. And I've shared this everywhere I have gone. I was the senior pastor of a big church. And I became emotionally attached to a young lady. And I hugged this girl like I have never hugged a woman in my life. Whoosh! And my body began to crave it more. And I found myself going there, Sheu. And I will pray and I will see go there. And I will tell myself, no, you won't go there. Hear me, Adulo, you a man of God. And I say, no, I won't go there. Then I'm going there. Then I will say to myself, okay, just go there. Be a man of God. Don't do anything silly. I say, okay, I won't do anything in the name of Jesus. Then listen to me, write it down. The knowledge of right and wrong is powerless against a man's appetite. The knowledge of right and wrong is powerless against a man's appetite. Your appetite, it is wrong. You know it is wrong. But the appetite will drag you. You'll be struggling. He's dragging you. You say, I don't want to go. But you are going. Hallelujah. I was praying. I will pray. But then I hugged this lady again. And then one day, I kissed her. Ah! I am dying. Then one elderly woman came to me and said, sir, I want you to pray for my son. He's at the Adeoye Lambo Ward at UCH. For those who know Adeoye Lambo Ward, that's the psychiatric ward. So I went with two personal assistants, man of God, senior pastor, big church in this city. One carried my Bible, another carried anointing oil, and I was going, man of God. And as I entered into the world, a man chained his leg and his hand, said to me, man of God, how did he know it was a man of God that came? I wouldn't know. Man of God, pray for me too. Well, I was not sent to him. So I followed the mama who came to call me, and then I got into the inner place and I prayed with a grandson who was in the world. I prayed for him, and then I was going out and I was going out and I was passing, and I passed the man who said, pray for me, man of God. And the man stood up and he said, Pastor Yemi Adulojo, he called my name. He said, you can't go. You haven't prayed for me. And I stood fist to the ground. You have not prayed for me. You can't go. Then I turned back. I said, oh, sorry, let's pray. And then they turned his leg. And then he was going down. Then he stood up again. Then he said, Pastor Yemi, before you pray for me, don't disappoint God. Oh. Listen to me. He said to me, God trusts you so much. Oh. God has invested so much into you. He said to me, the devil has tried. The devil wanted to kill you. The man was talking. The devil wanted to kill you. He missed. And the devil has changed strategies. Oh. He now wants to use girls. Girls, be careful. Be careful. I have told you, you can now pray for me. What prayer? What prayer will I pray? Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know what I prayed, if I prayed, how I prayed. I must have stuttered. Then I left the place. Now everybody there thought a madman spoke. Only me knew that God just spoke. And listen to me. I was crying. As I left the place, I went to the church, Dominion City. I went to the altar. I was crying. And I said, oh God, what a merciful God you are. You are so merciful. You didn't reveal my secret to Pastor Martins. You revealed it to somebody that others people thought was mad. If you had revealed my secret to a good pastor, oh boy, the man will stand on the pulpit and say, you see their so-called pastor, he was caught. We saw him. God revealed he kissed a girl. In fact, they won't say kiss again. He committed adultery. In fact, he has impregnated that girl. In fact, he has done abortion for that girl. If God reveals you or hand you over to man, what bad agent? What point are we discussing? My again, got him, mercy will terminate plague. Now, came over the bed. But you have to love for any kind of God, sorry, and only because you like sorry here, you like it a lot. Hallelujah. So David said, let us fall to the hands of God, because his mercies are very great. Was God's mercy not great to me? That he was somebody that everybody thought was mad, that he spoke to, that told me, and not a man who will take me to the pulpit and preach, not a man who will take me to CNN, not a man. Do you think it's everybody that looks at me that likes me? You think everybody that smiles at you love you? You know, there are people who are waiting for you to fall. They will wait forever. Number three, shouting, Father, have mercy on me. So David said, let's fall into that. His mercies are very great. Let me not fall into the hand of man. Can I pray for you? You will not fall into the hand of man. You will not go and borrow money from your enemies. You will not fall into the hand of man. God will undertake for you. God will have mercy on you. In the name of Jesus. Shout your loud amen. Verse 16. And when the angel stretched, now listen, when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arauna the Jebusite. Verse 17. Now listen to this, verse 17. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, Lord, I have sinned. I have done wickedly, but this sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. 74,000 people have died though, because of the sin of David. Now let's jump to verse number 24. Let's jump to verse 24, 2 Samuel chapter 24. But and the king said, Arauna, I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. Verse 25. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offering and peace offering. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Mercy. What has been plaguing your life? What has been plaguing your family? What has been plaguing your life? At the voice of mercy, the plague must stop. This service is a power service this morning. You must understand it. At the instance of mercy, whatever has been plaguing your life, plaguing your family, must stop. I want you to identify, what is that thing plaguing my family? What is that thing plaguing my life? It has to stop. It has to stop. At the voice of mercy, when mercy begins to speak, every plague comes to an end. The plague must stop. The plague must be terminated. That is what mercy does. You know what a plague is? Something afflicting you, afflicting your family, a common trend in the family, something negative in the family, something that is running, a plague that is running. When the mercy of God begins to speak, that plague must stop. It happened to my father. It happened to my uncle. It happened to my brother. It is happening to me. It has to stop. The plague has to stop. By the mercy of God, the plague must stop. Everything plaguing your family, I decree and end it to you today by the mercy of God. Somebody, number three. Is it number three? Number four, raise your voice and shout, Jesus, have mercy on me. Shout it again. Number four. Remaining three. Now, God's great mercy terminated the plague that ravaged the land. I want you to please note that David acknowledged his sin. Note that. David acknowledged his sin. David raised an altar. David offered sacrifices or gave an offering, burnt offering. The mercy of God will work if you acknowledge your sin. The publican came to the temple and he beat his chest. He couldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. He beat his chest. He buried his head. He said, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Whoever covers his sin shall not prosper." But the man who confesses and forsakes is the man that will obtain mercy. Forsake your sin. The church of Jesus Christ has become weak in this dispensation and age because we have given sin different names. We call sin different names. We embellish it. It's no longer sin. We just call it names. We just call it names. We give it one fine name. Mistake. Sin is sin. It's a mistake. Bill Clinton, you remember? Instead of sin, he said, "I'm behaving appropriately." Inappropriately, Abby. We call sin indiscretion. We call it a flip or whatever. What do you call it again? Sin is sin. Oh, see, even God will now begin to fight you. You know, when Balaam was contracted by Balak, king of Moab, to curse the children of Israel, he built an altar. He said, "Build me seven altars." He offered seven bullocks. He offered seven rams on each altar. And as he stood to curse Israel, he began to bless them. He was blessed instead of cursing. Even the man who hired him said, "I employ you to curse me. Why are you blessing them?" And you know what he said? "How can I curse those whom he has not cursed? I have received commandment to bless, and I cannot do otherwise." He said, "Why? He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. He hasn't seen perverseness in Israel." It was because God did not see sin in Israel. That was why they couldn't be cursed. But flip to chapter 25 of the book of Numbers. When they could not be cursed, you know what Balak did? Balaam, prophet of God. You know what he did? He called Balak the king. He said, "Look, these people, you can't curse them. But there is something you can do. Their God will fight against them. Let them begin to sing. Go and bring fine girls from Moab. Bring them to the camp. And when they sing, God himself will fight them." And Balaam said, Balak said, "Is that okay?" And he went back to Moab. And then he brought fine girls. Girls who wore skimpy dresses. Girls who wore skirts. Who showed their cleavage. And showed their figures. Girls who were so psychedelic. And you know, who were very, very anything you can think of. That will lure you and entice you. And he sent them to the camp of the children of Israel. And the Bible says the children of Israel began to commit whoredom. And the same God who defended them now closed his eyes and killed them. May God not be against you. Amen. Drop that sin. Drop it. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Drop that sin. Please. 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 Sin is sweet, oh. Show me. He's sweet, oh. Don't forget, I have told you before, the devil can never catch a man except by what he loves. Drop it, oh. Drop it, oh. Drop it, oh. I'm pleading with you. Drop it, oh. Some people stop coming to church. He said, I'm always talking about sin. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to give account. I'm going to give account. God will tell me that all of you, that you have 200 members in Lighthouse. And what did you tell them? And I will tell God, God, I preached to them. I told them to forsake sin. Abi, Miss Obe, you are my witnesses. Miss Obe, drop sin. And I told you that sin is, it easily beset you. So you have to give it up. You have not resisted until the point of blood, striving against sin. That's what the Bible says. You have to resist. Don't let it finish you. Don't let it take your ministry and destiny from you. Drop it. Drop it. See, I hear. Number four. No, I mean, get body word. Hey, hey. Messi ni won lekiri point it emile mi so, you know, all that great kekan me oto tola jo nru me. I'm looking at my points. I have mentioned point 1, forgiveness and justification. Point 2, locate you for you. Point 3, terminate play. Point 4, ni mo wa fe so sugbon iwo ti ronu. Point 5, ma mercy o mi ni suru oku die. Do you know the mercy of God also shuts the mouth of lions? The mercy of God shuts the mouth of lions. When Daniel was thrown into the lions' den, Daniel chapter 6, verses 21 and 22. Daniel was thrown into the lions' den. The lion then said Daniel unto the king. Look at what Daniel said. Oh, king, live forever. Verse 22. My God had sent his angels and have shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him. Hey, again, see that innocency was found in me. Innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. He sent his angels, and they shut the mouths of the lions. There are lions, lions of life, incensed against you. But if you have obtained the mercy of God, he will shut the mouths of those lions, that they won't be able to hurt you. It will not only shut their mouth, it will pluck their teeth. That's what Sammy said. He plucked the teeth, the front teeth of the lion. Oh, Kali. Baba, you know, you're not calling, you're not calling. Where you obtain mercy, he stopped the mouth of the lions. They won't be able to hurt you. Lions from your father's house, from your mother's house, curses, covenant, they will have no power over you. Why? Because of the mercy of God. Number five, are you ready to shout? Shouting, Jesus! Have mercy on me! All right. Point number five. Mercy opens closed wombs and closed doors. This morning, the Lord assured that every womb that is closed here, no matter how long it has been closed, today that womb is opened. The Lord assured every door that is closed against you, and you are under this unction, that door shall be opened. Luke chapter 1, verse 57 and verse 58. Luke 1, 57 and 58, the Bible says, when Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, she brought forth a son. Verse 58, everybody, can we read together? One, two, go. And our neighbors and our cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. Somebody shout, great mercy. Are you ready to shout it? Say, Father, show me great mercy. Say it again, Father, have great mercy on me. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, amen. Please check your seat. So, it is mercy that opened doors. What God had done, Elizabeth, was great mercy. So, does it mean, or did it mean, whichever is grammatically correct, that all this while that this woman and her husband were serving God, does it mean that they didn't have mercy? They were serving God. They were righteous. They were both righteous. They were both righteous. They were both blameless. But her womb was short. And the man didn't stop serving God. Some people will have problem and they will stop serving God. They will stop going to church. Who lose? Who lose? Now God, I have told you before, hear it again, that a miracle happens in your life does not make God more God. Whether a miracle happens for you or not, God is God. He cannot deny himself. If you deny him, you are the one that is in problem. Now, that a miracle does not happen, that you pray, the prayer was not answered, does not make God less God. God is not God because of happenings in your life. Don't say, God, if you don't do this, then you are not God. Oh, even the devil knows he's God. Now, if God does this, I will now know that God called Pastor Yemi Adeleju. Oh. He called me. That a miracle happened in your life is all proof that he called me. Oh, Simbe. That a miracle has happened in your life is not proof. I will be happy that a miracle happens. Oh. But that it does not happen does not mean that he does not call me. Or that it happens does not mean, yes, I will not be can you do my garulos? Your womb will be open today. Your door will be open today. On this exalted altar, I stand this morning under this great unction, this great grace, and I speak to every woman whose womb has been shut, that the God who opens and no man shuts, the God who shuts and none opens, opens your closed womb in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who cursed you. It doesn't matter who spoke against you. We invalidate whatever they have said. We nullify it by the word of God and by the mercy of God. That womb is open. That door is open in the name of Jesus. Many years ago, I remember one woman came to me for counseling and prayers. Her womb was closed. She was married for 13 years. She never got pregnant one day. Let me just be pregnant one day. It never happened. And so that wasn't the situation. It was her father-in-law that caused her. The father-in-law placed a curse on her. Why? Because she got born again. They are from Auchi. She got born again and took her husband to church. And they were Muslims. Took her husband to church. The husband got born again. And the father said, you took my son to church. You will never be pregnant one day in my house. And for 13 years, she never got pregnant. So she told me the story. And you see, you know, sometimes I just look for people who want to be garulous to God. What is the meaning of garulous? I don't even shall call me. You are garulous. Ongapa. Ongarulous. Oloyibo edan. Garulous, Yari. Talkative. Pompous, octi. Times are portable. May God deliver you. Hallelujah. So you see, any voice that is questioning God in your life, the Lord will silence them. The Lord will prove himself as God in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your louder amen?
Amen.
How many times have we pleaded for mercy? Five. Okumeji. So I prayed with this woman. I was even dancing because I wanted God to show who is God, who has the final say, the father-in-law of God or God. And then we prayed and I left it because all this rushing that I'm rushing, it ends here. To make things happen in your life, it is not my jurisdiction. My jurisdiction ends in sharing the word of God. It is God that determines by spirit according to his own will what will happen in your life. So, but I will do my own. So I finished and I forgot about it. 10 months after, how many months? I was counseling again and a woman came to me and said, sir, I am 8 months pregnant and I'm having threatened abortion. And I said, no, 8 months, I said, look, this baby will fulfill its term in your womb, and you will carry this miracle baby in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. And I prayed for her. And then the woman looked at me and said, he said, you don't recognize me again. I said, I'm sorry. I pray for so many people. I don't know. She said, I was the woman that came to you 10 months ago, that my father-in-law. I jumped up. I said, where is your father-in-law? Where are those who said you will not marry? There will be alive and you will marry. Where are those who said you won't be pregnant? Where are those who said you won't have a baby? They will be alive and then you see you have your baby. Where are those who said you will not make it? They'll be alive when you make it. By the mercy of God. Somebody shout it. Jesus! Have mercy on me! Shout it louder one more time. Finally, Sudan, mercy preserves you from condemnation and death. Mercy does what? Preserves from condemnation and death. In John chapter number 8, you know the story. From verse number 3 to verse number 11, the Jews came to Jesus. The Pharisees came to Jesus and they brought a woman to Jesus. They brought a woman. The woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Look at men. If you catch a man or a woman in the act of adultery, you caught her. Where is the man that she was committing adultery with? Eh? If you caught her in the act, you must have caught her and the man. Where is the man? Society. Pharisee. Society. People. Community. Even Bible. Pharisees. They left the man. He said, sharp guy, run. And they took the woman. You are not a sharp guy. You are not a sharp guy. You are a dead man. So the law says, stone her to death. That's the law. One of the voices of accusation against you is the voice of the law. The law, stone her to death. But they made a mistake. They brought her to mercy. And they said, Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the very act. The law, they reminded Jesus, the law says, turn her to death. What are you saying? They wanted him to contradict the law. So the master stooped down and wrote on the floor. Master, are you not talking? Then he stood up and said, any one of you who has never sinned. See, Jesus is wise. He didn't see anybody who has not committed adultery, because there are people there who all they did is to steal offering in the church. They didn't commit adultery, they stole offering. So Jesus did not say, if you have never committed adultery, he said, if you have never sinned, including the lie, the little embellishment, the exaggeration, lie, including knowing to do good and not doing it. All unrighteousness is sin. For him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. All those things are sin. If you have never sinned, throw the first stone. And then the chief priest, remember that the money people contributed, he stole, he ate tithe. Thank you. The tithe of the people, he ate it. He dropped the stone and he used tithe to leave the place because of tithe. And everybody, one by one. So everybody left, because including all of you here, carry your stone. You are carrying stone in your hand now to stone. If you have never, have you not sinned? Did you not cheat? Did you not lie? Is it not? Are you not here because of the mercy of God that has spared you? Assuming God is still judging us like he did to Ananias and Sapphira, how many people will be here today? You looked at a woman lustfully. You looked at a man lustfully. He said, oh, see that 6 packs lustfully. You have committed sin. They will sell you to death. Jesus said, where are those that accuse us? Has no man condemned you? He said, no man. I said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Death was hanging on her neck, but mercy preserved her from death. Everyone here on whom the sentence of death is hanging, today, by the mercy of God, that sentence is revoked. Your life is preserved. Your destiny is preserved by the mercy of God, in the name of Jesus. Bow down your heads where you are. I know you have one more shout to make, but bow down your heads. Nothing separates a man from God like sin. And you don't have power over sin. No. Except through Christ Jesus. You are here this morning. You want the power of sin over your life to be broken. You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You, wherever you are seated, lift up your right hand. I want to be born again. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Lift up your hands above your head. You have no reason to be shy. It may be only you. Lift it up clearly. Your hand above your head. Clearly. It is between you and God. You don't have any. Don't look at anybody. If you are raising your hand, raise it up properly. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Raise it up properly. And if you are raising your hand anywhere, please stand to your feet. I want to pray with you. I want the power of sin to be broken in my life. Is anybody there? Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet, everybody. I will skip this because of time. My time is up. But please spare me, indulge me to lead you to pray. I want you to lift your voice and shout this prayer. Please pray it. We don't have all the time. I'm having a borrowed time now. You are going to shout. Say after me. Let the mercy of God locate me for help and good things. Now listen. Whatever you want mercy to locate you for. Mercy located that man for healing. If your own is... whatever you want mercy to locate you for, you mention it. Let the mercy of God locate me for employment, locate me for marriage, locate me for fruitfulness, locate me for money, locate me for promotion, locate me for healing. You mention what you want mercy to locate you for. Are you ready to pray? Lift your voice and say, let the mercy of God locate me for help in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Let your voice be heard. Yeshkata vronoto susabalaye. Kranosi se kranosu se kranayale. Let the mercy of God locate me for help. Let the mercy of God locate me for healing. Let the mercy of God locate me for marriage. Let the mercy of God locate me for fruitfulness. Let the mercy of God locate me for employment. Let the mercy of God locate me for promotion. Let the mercy of God locate me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen? God himself said it is enough. To the plague, God said it is enough. It was God that was punishing David and Israel. Now God himself now said it is enough. An end came to the plague. You want to pray? By the mercy of God, I decree an end to every plague ravaging my life, ravaging my family, in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of God, I decree an end to every plague ravaging my family, ravaging my business, in the name of, it can be louder, by the mercy of God, louder, by the mercy of God, I decree an end to every plague ravaging my life, ravaging my family, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. By the mercy, pray. Pray. Yashakota la barada yelebe de rosu samayala. By the mercy of God, I decree an end to every plague ravaging my life, ravaging my family, ravaging my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, I want you to pray. Now, this is a time we are opening closed wombs and opening closed doors. You will lift your voice and shout, let the great mercy of God open my closed womb, open my closed doors, in the name of Jesus. Louder, let the great mercy of God open my closed womb, open my closed doors, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are repeating that prayer. Close your eyes, everybody. If you need your womb open, come out here. Womb open, come out here. Close your eyes, everybody. If you are here, you are asking God to open your womb. Come out here. Come out here. Come out here. You will lift your voice and shout, by the great mercy of God, let my closed doors open. Let my closed womb open. By the great mercy of God, let my closed womb open, in the name of Jesus. By the great mercy of God, let every closed womb open. Nesu prala yala baba. Let them come here. Eshkata yala baraka da 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 da. Eshkata yala baba 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 baba. The power of God is here. The blood of Jesus is here. The mercy of God is here. Ela susaga. Ela susaga. Nantre sata pralo sakata ya. Las kata ya laba. Daso sapra yala. Your wombs are open. Everyone standing in front here. Your wombs are open. Men of God, can you stand behind me here? Can you help me here? Can you help me here? Les kata ya laba raga da 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 da. Es kata ya laba ba 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 ba. Your womb is open now. In the name of Jesus, Neshkata Balaba, your womb is open now. In the name of Jesus, your, watch out for that. Your womb is open. In the name of Jesus, the power of God, open your womb. Your womb is open in the Sosabaya. In the name of Jesus, your womb is open. In the name of Jesus, your womb is open. In the name of Jesus, this womb is open. In the name of Jesus. This womb is open in the name of Jesus. This womb is open in the name of Jesus. This womb is open in the name of Jesus. That womb is open in the name of Jesus. This womb is open in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of God, your womb is open. Your doors are open in the name of Jesus. Everyone against whom a major door has been shut. As your amen reaches God in heaven now, that door is open. In the name of Jesus. I said that door is open. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, everybody, are you ready for your number 7 shout? Whatever happens to you after the shout, say where you are, just shout it. And release yourself to the hands of God. This is what you will say. The Bible describes God as the Father of mercies. Baba, gbogbo anu, baba anu. Are you ready to shout? After this mercy, you see mercy upon your life. Say after me. Father of mercies, have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and shout it. Yes, 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 mercy, 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 red, mercy, red, mercy, red, mercy, red, all over, all over, all over, all over, all over, all over. Watch out, watch out. Mercy rain in the congregation. Mercy rain there in the choir. Mercy rain, 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 mercy rain. That's so sad. Oh shakata yala baba baba ba. Oh shata yala baba baba. Egralosa sa. Egralosa sa. Egralosa sa. Yobashkata yala baba baba ba. Mercy, mercy. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Proud the hotter. Yes, Shatakalobo Susan. Let there be silence. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it, I receive mercy. No, that scripture says you obtain it. You will obtain mercy and keep quiet. Say it one more time. I obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. Let there be silence. Let there be silence. Watch out for that lady there. The mercy rain. Yes. The mercy rain there too. The mercy rain. Yoshi Hambro Hehaso Eshkahando Zuza Brahashkede Askahavushkata. Mercy delivers you from your strong enemies. Mercy rain there. Mercy rain. Mercy rain. Mercy rain. Mercy rain. Mercy rain. Mercy rain. Oh my God. 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 Watch out. 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 Men of God, spread out. Pastors, don't stay somewhere. Go. Go to the congregation. There's a flow of mercy. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Please be watchful. Be watchful for that lady. Thank you. Watch for her. Nobody must crash. Nobody must fall down. Let them go down gently, please. Let them go down. There are 5 people here. It is a door, major door. It has been shut against you from your father's house. But the door just opened now. Where are the 5? 1. Yes. 2. Thank you. 3. Oh my God. 3. 4. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. 5. Where's the 5th person? Where's the 5th person? Every resistance to your destiny is broken now. Do I have the 5th person? Number 5. Number 5. Do I have the 5th person? I think I have 4. Where's the 5th person? Please let me know, indicate if we have the 5. Where is the 5th person? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for every student here, I pray your destiny will not be repressed. Your academic destiny will not be repressed. By the mercy of God, the spirit of excellence is released upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, for the last time this morning, shout it. I have obtained mercy. Give
give Jesus a big clap offering. Go back, go and bring your twins, bring your triplets, bring your miracles, bring your babies. The door, no power shall be able to stand against the mercy of God.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.